AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. 8 European nations are warning that President Trump's tariff threat is undermining their relations with the U.S. Trump has threatened a 10% import tax starting in February on goods from those countries because they oppose this push for the U.S. to control Greenland. Those countries include Denmark, Norway, Sweden, France, Germany, the United Kingdom, the Netherlands, and Finland. At a news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney expressed concern over Trump's latest threat.
And we're concerned. We're concerned about this escalation, to be absolutely clear. We always will support sovereignty and territorial integrity of countries wherever their geographic location is.
Audio courtesy CTV. Spanish police say rescue efforts are underway following a high-speed train collision that killed at least 39 people. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Video footage released by the Guardia Civil shows rescue workers evacuating the injured as they investigate the rubble. The collision occurred when the tail end of a train traveling between Malaga and Madrid with some 300 passengers went off the rails near Cordoba at 7:45 p.m. Spanish time. It slammed into a train coming from Madrid to Huelva, another southern Spanish city, according to rail operator Adif. The Spanish Red Cross has set up a health center in the town of Adamuz near the crash site, offering assistance to emergency services and people seeking information. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Pentagon has ordered about 1,500 soldiers to be ready to deploy to Minnesota. A massive immigration enforcement operation is facing protests there. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on why Bernice King sees MLK Day as a saving grace in today's political climate.
Against a backdrop of political division and upheaval, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter, Bernice King, tells the Associated Press, Monday's holiday honoring her father's legacy couldn't come at a better time.
With everything going on, the one thing that I think Dr. King reminds people of is hope. And the ability to challenge injustice.
She says poverty, racism, and militarism that MLK identified as threats to a democratic society are very present under President Trump.
We see what's happening right now in our communities with ICE agents and the way in which they are dealing with people.
I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.